News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, it's the last Monday of 2018, so get out and enjoy it, huh? Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. And for a high today, right around 72, it's 70 now. Dense fog advisory at least till 10 this morning. Thunderstorms in the mix later on. More from Dr. Bill in just 30 seconds. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Had an early morning accident at Dolphin and Sage. Officers just cleared it up, but now no problems in light traffic. Haven't had any delays from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey Labonte recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
The Environmental Studies Center is a natural sciences education facility which provides unique learning experiences to learn about our natural environment. The center offers nature trails through pine and bay forests, swamps, a 20-acre lake, and a beautiful carnivorous plant bog. There's also a wildlife rehab program for the care and release of injured and orphaned native wildlife, many on exhibit. ESC is open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Gerby Road next to Burns Middle School.
All right, time to get cracking on your 2018 New Year's resolution, or resolutions. Better get those done by tonight, seeing a new set of them to delay and kick down the road that can until this time next year. Yeah, it is Mobile Mornings on this last Monday of 2018. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, glad to have y'all here. And thanks for the pinch hitting there. Gone for a few days, but back now.
That's what teammates do.
No problem.
And big thanks to Cam Barston, who filled in last week. And Cam, I did not get any major complaints, so that's good. That's good. That was a good thing. I didn't have anybody interrupt me in the middle of the trip to tell me.
You always bring back gifts, so who would not support you going on your trips?
Well, but see, these, like, this not even, like, I've got a whole bag full, but these satsumas are from here in town. I was down in South Florida, but no South Florida citrus.
I want local, baby.
I was down there. I was getting orange down there, the orange bowl, but it's a good, pretty good football game.
Very nice play on words.
We'll probably talk about that coming up in sports.
Maybe once or twice.
Okay.
Naranja, right?
Naranja, sí. Naranja, sí. Bueno. 609 FM Talk 106.5. Ahí está. Kelly Finley.
Ooh, very nice.
Headlines.
We be in. It is 6:10. Good morning, everyone. Happy to say that to you on the very last day of the month of the year.
Enjoy it now.
Boom. Well, you know what? Happy almost New Year, right? And what seems to go hand in hand with the celebrations? Severe weather. Oh, yeah. As you make your plans for this evening, be in the know, especially if you're traveling. The Storm Prediction Center is placing a slight risk for severe weather over portions of North and West Alabama and a marginal risk a little further south for this afternoon and into the evening. Get this. We're talking about possible tornadoes. National Weather Service in Huntsville says that they're expecting a very strong line of severe storms to move into the state. We're talking about gusty winds as well, between 40 and 60 mile per hour, and heavy rain, all that wrapped together. So I'm not sure where you will be in the state. Be mindful of the weather. And on Wednesday, so in just 2 days, another system is expected to move into our area. And we're talking about some snow showers over northern Alabama early Friday morning. But Dr. Bill, he will have more coming up in a few short minutes on our show, of course. And then throughout the day, you can always get those updates and online as well. So make sure you check that before you take the family out this evening. All righty, heads up, Alabama fans. You now have even more ways to make it to the big game January 7th. Two airlines have added nonstop flights from Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport for the college football playoff national championship game. Saw this on Twitter and I knew you wanted to know about it. And I love the fact that they're using the hashtag, of course, national championship. And then you see the trophy right there next to it. But they're very excited to add these flights for the families who are trying to get to the West Coast. American Airlines and United Airlines have both added these flights. So American, they will fly fans into San Jose International Airport. United will fly into San Francisco International Airport. Both nonstop flights take off from Birmingham on January 5th and will return January 8th. They want you to follow them on Twitter and Instagram for some updates if you're interested in that. But how great is that? That's in real time. They understand the magnitude of fans who want to support their team. Good stuff. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Yeah, I took a flight down to kind of chopped up the trip and flew from Pensacola to Orlando. On a prop job, as designated, the old prop jobber plane. But not bad, not bad, not a bad flight. Still 2 hours down there, but a lot better than the 8-hour drive. And then drove to Miami from there. That was all right. I will say this. So we're talking about Miami and coming and going to the stadium. We Ubered both ways there. And, you know, I have family still in Miami, lived there for the first 7 years of my life. And, came away from that having some, spoke Spanish almost as a first language when I was a little kid.
Yes.
But I've lived in Mobile since 79, and I arrived here in time for Frederick. I lived here in Mobile since then and pretty much lost the majority of my Spanish. Thank goodness I have some. Both ways, Uber drivers we had, and I'm not shocked. I know Miami culture. It's both Uber drivers had zero English.
Stop it.
See, in Miami's, you know, I mean, a bilingual city, and that's fine, but people will have enough Spanish. English speakers will have enough Spanish just to get through rudimentary things.
Like Spanglish.
Right, to get through. And and the same thing for people that are native speakers of Spanish. They will have enough English to get through. We had two drivers, both ways. Thank God I could speak Spanish because they had not a little bit of English, zero English. That's something it was a real, real change. It was almost, I mean, it was akin to one man was from Venezuela, one man was from Argentina, and it might as well have been in Venezuela or Argentina. This isn't like somebody who has no experience in that city saying, they can't speak English.
Zilch.
Growing up, even people, I mean, the parents of the children I grew up with and their grandparents who spoke almost no, had enough English to get the, we had two Uber drivers had zero English.
But quick question for you. When you're in that situation, don't you sometimes want to act like you don't know Spanish so you could understand, so you can hear what they're saying or understand what's going on and they think you don't know, you're just some typical tourist?
Well, I did that several times yesterday, too. I had people speaking right in front of me. They're even in Orlando, and I enjoy that. Yeah, because you always see the shock at, like, when I picked up the phone from the Uber driver where we were all waiting for almost 2 hours to get our Uber after the game.
Yes.
And there are a bunch of people there that saw me, and then I got on the phone, and I'm speaking. They look at me like, what just happened?
Right.
But at the same time, this is just a change. It's not that I say, oh, these folks have moved here from Venezuela, and one man, his story, leaving Venezuela because of Maduro and the economy collapse and all the things. His story was fascinating. And also one man from Argentina, who was in Miami as well. But it was just different to me that there was not, once again, this is not coming from a, I'm not coming from it like they, I can't believe they don't speak English. I mean, I spent enough time over the decades in Miami to be with people who really did not speak English. They moved here and they're trying to learn English, and good for them. But they
there
knew,
was effort.
But they knew like 45 words or something to get you through, like any of us would if we traveled somewhere. We'd have our book that showed us. These two men, zero English. It was just, I don't know, just a side note. All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5. News 5 is next.
At this time of excitement and festivity, the management and staff of Pilot Catastrophe Services in Mobile reminds you to drive with extra care, especially around busy shopping centers and parking areas or out of parking spaces. And always buckle up. Never drink or text and drive. This tip provided by the management and staff of Pilot Catastrophe Services in Mobile, wishing you peace, joy, and love at this glorious holiday season.
I'm Chad Petrie in the WKRG newsroom. Celebrations are planned around the region for New Year's Eve. Crews were busy Sunday morning setting up the stage for festivities in downtown Mobile for the annual Moon Pie Drop. In Baldwin County, they're planning a Marlin drop at Reeling in the New Year at the Wharf in Orange Beach. There are also New Year's celebrations planned in Fairhope and Pensacola. A funeral service was held this past weekend for 15-year-old Ja'Cory Smith. The Mobile teenager was killed 1 week ago today on Christmas Eve. Today, the two suspects in his death, India Nelson and Rory Smith, are expected in court. The clock is ticking to save a Pensacola landmark. A fundraising campaign to save 309 Punk House is more than halfway to its goal of raising money for a down payment on the building to preserve it. But organizers say the deadline is fast approaching. In the WKRG newsroom on New Year's Eve, I'm Chad Petrie.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In bowl games over the weekend, Auburn got it started on Friday with a 63-14 win over Purdue. And the Music City Bowl, Auburn scored a bowl record 56 points in the first half and set an SEC bowl record with the 63 points in the win. Jarrett Stidham completed 15 of 21 passes for 373 yards and 5 touchdowns in his final game as an Auburn Tiger. After that, number 20 Syracuse beat number 16 ranked West Virginia 34-18. West Virginia's all Big 12 quarterback Will Grier did not play in the Mountaineers bowl game. Syracuse quarterback Eric Dungy passed for 303 yards and a touchdown. And number 13 Washington State edged number 24 Iowa State 28-26 in the Alamo Bowl on Friday night. Gardner Minshew, who will be at the Senior Bowl later this month, threw two touchdown passes and ran for another score for the Cougars in the win. On Saturday, Virginia shut out South Carolina 28-0 in the Belk Bowl. The Cavaliers held the Gamecocks to only 17 minutes and 25 seconds of possession in Virginia's first bowl win since 2005. At the same time on Saturday, the 10th-ranked Florida Gators put together a huge second half to defeat the 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines 41-15 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Florida running back and former Theodore Bobcat LaMichael Perine had a 5-yard touchdown catch and a 53-yard touchdown run. Nevada beat Arkansas State 16-13 in overtime in the Arizona Bowl when Reagan Roberson caught a pass and rumbled 11 yards for the win. And then Saturday afternoon, number 2-ranked Clemson beat number 3 Notre Dame 30-3 in the Cotton Bowl College Football Playoff semifinal game. Clemson freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw for 327 yards and 3 touchdowns. Lawrence will try to become the first true freshman quarterback to lead his team to a national championship since Oklahoma's Jamel Holloway back in 1985. Clemson running back Travis Etienne had another big night. He carried the ball 14 times for 109 yards and a touchdown. Then on Saturday night, Alabama beat Oklahoma 45-34 in the Orange Bowl, and Tua did it again. In another ultra-efficient night, the Bama quarterback had only 3 incompletions on 27 attempts, but threw for 4 touchdowns and 318 yards passing. The Oklahoma loss did not fall on Heisman-winning quarterback Kyler Murray. Murray kept his team in the game and had some great stats with 308 yards passing and 2 passing touchdowns, along with 109 yards rushing and another touchdown. Alabama advanced to the national championship game for the 4th consecutive season and will play January 7th in Santa Clara, California against Clemson. Tua's ankle was clearly not 100% in the win. He discussed his playing status for the upcoming championship game.
I think preparing this week has been really good. I can't say if I felt a lot better out there or if I was the same. But you know, I think we're continuing to make progress, you know, with getting better, going to rehab treatment. 24-hour treatment protocol is still on the line for us now. You know, we're just trying to get better, trying to prepare for Clemson this upcoming week.
And we got 11 more bowl games today and tomorrow. Before that game next week, we'll go over that schedule when we do sports again right here on Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig.
You know, a side note, I saw a tweet from our buddy Phil Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Tua's play, and this is, he's so right, and this is like the side note. He was talking about how quickly Tua was back at, maybe not 100%, but back, you know,
in action,
good enough to come in and kick much butt up and down the field. And he said the doctors, the surgeons that did that work, will probably be inundated with requests from teams to do this surgery. I mean, think about what they did and how fast they had. I mean, I know he's a young man, and it's easier to heal. Like somebody my age would be 3 years, but to get better. But he said these surgeons, they're going to be the top choice of every football team in the nation to get their players to.
And you know, he had the same ankle surgery or similar to Jalen Hurts earlier in the year, where they call it microscopic. Anyway, they're not really doing a whole lot, but they get in there as early as possible now. As soon as the injury occurs,
right,
they'll try to get him into the operating room and clean up around that ankle just to get the healing process started as early as possible. It was interesting listening to Reese Davis and Herb Street talk about that on Saturday night.
It is a football story. At the same time, it's a medical horizons, right, in the future, kind of, you know, how fast they can do these things and get people back.
But it brings to mind from the professional standpoint, too, when you think about players, the LeBrons, the Kobes, the Michael Jordans, when those surgeons do great work and then these players are back in unbelievable time, it's important to note that you have to be in Tua shape.
True. Yeah, exactly. If you're a 46-year-old guy. But I'll say this, it is good advertising for them as well, because the best of these surgeons that do sports injuries also fill up the rest of their schedule with maybe dad bod guy playing softball sports injury, but
weekend
you know,
warrior,
right? But they can, you know, they can say, hey, I can't get you back as fast as maybe Tua, but I can get you back faster than the doc down the street. So it's an interesting side note. 6:24, we're coming right back.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect ride through Mobile. Right now, accident-free conditions, Moffitt, Dauphin, and Airport 65. No delays and lighter-than-usual traffic thanks to the holiday week. Again, no problems across the Bayway, the Causeway, the Eastern Shore looking good. Ring in the New Year's in grand fashion at the Grand Marriott Hotel in Point Clear, Alabama. Enjoy the New Year's Eve package, including grand reception dinner, party favors, live entertainment, and champagne with a balloon drop. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with the The Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 626 FM Talk 1065. Yeah, that dense fog advisory in effect. More detail from Dr. Bill coming up in just about 10 minutes. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
How's this for a headline? Moon pie over Mobile. It's moon pie time, and we're about to drop it like it's hot. Kudos to Visit Mobile for that headline. All right, so if you're going downtown to Mobile this evening at 8 o'clock, Beer Garden opens in Bienville Square. 8:30 is the cutting of the world's largest moon pie in the courtyard of the Riverview Plaza Hotel. Then at 9 o'clock, you can second line with the second line, Port City Second Liners. They're going to second line from the courtyard to the main stage. Mayor Stimson will greet the crowd at 9:25 and Councilman Fred Richardson as well. The opening act, everybody's here, kicks off at 9:30, and then the headliner, Sister Sledge, at 11 o'clock. At midnight, the moon pie drops, fireworks happen, and there's a laser light show. Don't forget your poncho as well, because as we know, there's rain in the forecast. If you like more information, you can go to mobile.org and check out all the fun at the restaurants, the bars, and the taverns, and all that good stuff. But I love that headline, drop it like it's hot.
A hot moon pie, that'd be a good thing.
With some vanilla ice cream.
Yes, we'll do that.
Okay, just throwing that out there.
Hey, by the way, on the way, I have a list of other things that are dropped in other cities around the country.
I'm not ready.
Yeah. They drop other things. We drop moon pies. They drop other things. Coming right back.
From the WKRG Newsroom, I'm News 5's Chad Petrie. If you're looking for something to do tonight, you have plenty of options. There will be New Year's Eve celebrations in Pensacola, Orange Beach, Fairhope, and Mobile. Early Sunday morning, crews were busy setting up the stage for the annual Moon Pie Drop in downtown. Pritchard police have not released the name of a woman who was struck and killed by two cars Sunday night. It happened on St. Stephen's Road in the 8 Mile area. At this point, it's been deemed an accident. Minimum wage workers in Florida will see more money in their pockets beginning in 2019. The bump in pay is 21 more cents an hour. It's the state's largest minimum wage increase in 7 years. Economic experts say the change is likely to spur consumer spending in the short term, especially because Florida has an abundance of tourism jobs. From the WKRG Newsroom on New Year's Eve, I'm Chad Petrie.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop will be celebrating 50 years of dipping in 2019. Cammy has brought back a blast from the past to help celebrate. Stop by on New Year's Eve for a complimentary scoop of pink champagne sorbet. Send up a toast for all the memories old and new, and let's start the celebration. Open 11 to 7 on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day from 2 to 9. And yes, Moon Pie Ice Cream is back. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell. 50 years and still dipping.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump has paused the rapid pullout of U.S. troops from Syria, where they have been fighting ISIS. Graham speaking after lunching with Mr. Trump yesterday. Russia's domestic security agency says it has arrested a U.S. citizen on espionage charges captured during an espionage operation. Russian state media only identifying the detained man as having the name Paul Whelan. Global markets have been mixed to slightly higher so far in Monday trading, and business reporter Tanya Hansen tells us Wall Street could see another roller coaster day today.
Investors are bracing for more volatility after last week's wild ride from the Christmas Eve sell-off to the post-Christmas monster rally to a huge comeback ending with a mixed market. On Friday, the Dow ended down 76 points, the S&P lost 3, and the NASDAQ was up 5.
Pre-market trading on Wall Street has been up since President Trump tweeted over the weekend he expects a deal soon on trade with China. Futures are higher across the boards this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Millions of TV customers across the country will be able to see popular college football bowl games along with all their usual cable channels after Verizon Communications and the Walt Disney Company reached a broad distribution agreement. A contract between Verizon and Disney was set to expire at 5 p.m. today. Verizon serves some 4.5 million customers under the Fios brand. The new Modern Affluence report from Publicist Team One finds 90% of affluent individuals measure success today by influence and impact rather than things passed down via generations. The study also finds the top 10% seeks status through having rare experiences, not simply material objects, and believe it's important that they're recognized for their hard work. The markets will close after a full trading day today, so stocks have one more day left to make up some lost ground. The Dow fell 76 points Friday after two consecutive days of gains. The S&P fell 3, the NASDAQ added 5, futures trending higher. That's Your Money Now.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, light traffic, accident-free conditions, no problems coming into the Eastern Shore. Again, the Bayway, the Causeway from the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels all the way to the 1065 split running smooth. You'll see from Dolphin, Moffitt, and Airport and 65, no delays and no wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing with up to 60 months, model 8377. See their inventory at Spring Hill Toyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Sean.
And let's talk about this. Last day of 2018 looks to stick with the rainy pattern. What about the severe weather possible for today?
There's a possibility, just a slight chance, that we could see a thunderstorm that could produce some strong gusty winds. But most of it is going to be rain. We've got a storm system now that's now moving out of the southern plains into Arkansas, and a cold front that's in Louisiana, and that front will be moving toward us through the day. In the meantime, I expect showers to continue to develop now out over the Gulf and move onshore before that front arrives. So we've got a very good chance then for shower activity and possibly some heavy rain at times. Again, a few thunderstorms may develop, and a slight chance that we could see some severe activity. It'll be a mild day, 75 degrees for the high today, and the wind will be picking up out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now tonight, a good chance for showers, especially in the evening. We'll be faced again with fog, the low tonight in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, that front will be just a little bit to the east of us and will stall over the western Florida panhandle. And that'll give us a light north wind, but not going to see much of a change in temperature. We will see a drop-off in precipitation tomorrow. It'll be a cloudy day, just a slight chance of a shower for the first day of the new year, and the high will be in the lower 70s. On Wednesday, a few showers are likely. That front will be near us, upper 60s. And then on Thursday, another storm system comes out of the southern plains. This one will track across Mississippi and Alabama on Thursday, and so a good chance for rain Thursday and Thursday night. High temperature will be in the low 60s, and then finally on Friday, some drier air moves in and cooler temperatures, getting us back to the way it should be for the early part of January. And on Friday, it'll be sunny, around 55 for the high, upper 30s Friday night. And over the weekend, looking really good with sunny skies and highs in the 60s. So we've got some good weather coming in, but not till Friday. In the meantime, we've got shower activity, and the greatest coverage will be today and then on Thursday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the, let's get narrow here and zoom in on this rain for this evening, because we had the Moon Pie drop, of course, with the festivities starting a little bit after 6 o'clock, music at 7, and you have the headliner and the Moon Pie drop 11 into midnight. What do you see? I mean, obviously, we probably need to bring a rain jacket, but is it a washout? What are you thinking?
No, I don't think it'd be a washout, but there will be some shower activity, and could see a downpour, especially in the early evening. By the time we get around to midnight, we may see that taper off. So I would expect most of the activity this afternoon into the early evening, and then after that, things should slowly improve.
All right. So good news. We still can get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, but just bring an umbrella or rain gear and be prepared that we could see a downpour off and on, through the evening.
That's good for? That's good for the local merchants, the bars and restaurants downtown, when those showers come through, and they're like, hey, the place filled up. We got a lot of business right now. So it works out. Hey, Dr. Bill, I know it's about to be 2019, so people definitely need to have a copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac on their person at all times.
Oh, yes. All kinds of interesting data from day to day. And, of course, if you like to fish, then you're going to have all the tide tables for the entire year. And they are available. They're free. And here in Mobile, West Marine, two locations for West Marine, at Dog River and right here at I-65 and Airport. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Classic Cars. They have copies. And Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. They're both in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and Also, Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. All those folks have the copies, and again, they are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in. 70 now at our studios. On the way, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory-installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting. Tinting is a great gift idea for any occasion. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. It's the last Monday of 2018. I know it's hard to get through, but
we better make it a good one.
Yes, as much as we enjoy Mondays. Also, a quick reminder, too, we're in the waning days here of the Alabamian of the Year 2018 process. You can vote online, front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com.
Only 8 nominees remain. We're going to wrap it up this week. We're in the third round of voting, so the top 4 will move on from there, and the 8 you're looking at on fmtalk1065.com, those are the final 8. So pick your 4 favorite from there, or pick the one you want to vote for there, and then over the next couple of days, we will have our 2018 Alabamian of the Year.
All right, very good. And you are, of course, the full part of the process. Y'all did the nomination. Y'all have done the voting. When we arrive at the winner, it's your fault.
Well, and we were talking about this on Friday. When you do vote, you get to see the percentages of of all the other, all the others vying for, you know, top billing.
Yeah, you may be voting for or against.
That's
maybe.
Right. That's right. So you know how, you know your standings.
That's right.
You can vote from different computers, as Dalton has pointed out.
That's cheat mode, though.
It's only when you go in cheat mode.
But what if you're moved? What if you were in the kitchen and you felt one way about a certain person, and then you walked upstairs, you did a few things, and you said, actually, I like those high stepping turkeys. Mm. I mean, I don't know.
Fine. I guess if you can sleep at night having done some voter fraud in the 2018. Alabama of the Year, if that's okay with you.
Where is the fine print is what I want to know.
There is none.
But it's so fine you can't see it.
Ooh, fine like wine.
That's right. 6:43, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. To our nation's capital we go, as it's a new week. And guess what, gentlemen? A new poll. As the government remains in a partial shutdown mode, nearly 60% of U.S. voters say that they believe President Donald Trump should either be impeached or removed from office or formally censured. This is according to a new Harvard Caps Harris poll. New to you? Yeah, new to me as well. Just telling you what the headlines are all about. You do with it what you like. 39% of respondents say that Mr. Trump should be impeached and removed from office. 20% say that Congress should vote to formally censure the president. 41% said no action should be taken against President Trump, who has classified an investigation into the Russian collusion. Depends on the day, because it's called something different each week, right? But he has he's taken a certain stance when it comes to this investigation, calling it a witch hunt. So 39% of poll respondents said that they believe the special counsel Robert Mueller has uncovered evidence that the Trump campaign and their officials coordinated with the Russians to sway the election. An equal number said that the Mueller investigation did not reveal evidence to prove these allegations. And 22% said they were not sure. So about 1,400 registered voters were polled for this one. And this was conducted during, and this is what caught my attention. This was conducted during December 24th, 25th, and 26th. Now, come on. You are not even at work. I'm just going to go on a limb and say these numbers are a little skewed.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Just, I'm going to tell it to you. That way, when you read it, you can say, oh, that's what they were talking about on Mobile Mornings.
That's it.
Okay. Moving on. Imitation sausage, anyone? There's a recall in effect, in case you were wondering. And this involves an Alabama company. They have recalled 11,654 pounds of imitation sausage because of possible metal contamination.
That's what you get for not eating real sausage.
I knew you'd have something to say. R.L. Ziegler Company, Inc. recalled its 24-ounce packages of Red Hots and 24-ounce packages of Extra Hot Red Hots. Only packages of those sizes that are marked used by January 24, 2019 are being recalled. They say no other products of any other size or similarity were affected. You see, a consumer discovered possible contamination with pieces of metal. That is not good. That does not go with the side of imitation sausage.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you'll put, like the new cracked black pepper that they have in the Kinect of this delicious,
right?
Jalapeno in sausage, all the cheeses in sausage.
Never the metal
aluminum
option.
Foil, pieces of iron, probably not the things you want to put in the sausage. Just guessing. I'm no sausage expert.
But if you have it in your refrigerator or your freezer or your deep freezer, do not eat it. Don't open the packages. Don't use the contents.
Back away from it.
Back away from
Don't even look at it.
Don't make eye contact. If you have questions, call 205-758-3621, and you also can return it to the place of purchase and get a full refund. Imitation sausage. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And by the way, let me reach out to the FM Talk 106.5 audience. I'll continue to do this. One of the great Christmas presents I received, I finally got my own smoker. So I'm going to do some smoking of all kind of meats, wild game and this and that. I also want to try to make some summer sausage. Any of y'all, I know there's some cooking fiends out there. Anything you can give me suggestions for doing better at doing a good job smoking meats or making summer sausage, all those things, hit me up on the text line or the email.
I have a suggestion. Okay. Don't put metal in your sausage.
Take that under advisement.
Okay.
646, we're coming right back.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
If you own or run a shop or manufacturing operation, you need air. Yes, compressed air to run tools, cylinders, lifts, and sprayers. The list goes on. This equipment is the lifeblood of your business and will not run properly or last without quality compressed air. Are you getting water out of your compressed air lines? Let Mobile Mechanical Service help you eliminate moisture and extend the life of your production equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit MobileMechanical.com.
I'm Chad Petrie in the WKRG newsroom. Celebrations are planned around the region for New Year's Eve. Crews were busy Sunday morning setting up the stage for festivities in downtown Mobile for the annual Moon Pie Drop. In Baldwin County, they're planning a Marlin Drop at Reeling in the New Year at the Wharf in Orange Beach. There are also New Year's celebrations planned in Fairhope and Pensacola. A funeral service was held this past weekend for 15-year-old Ja'Cory Smith. The Mobile teenager was killed 1 week ago today on Christmas Eve. Today, the two suspects in his death, India Nelson and Rory Smith, are expected in court. The clock is ticking to save a Pensacola landmark. A fundraising campaign to save 309 Punk House is more than halfway to its goal of raising money for a down payment on the building to preserve it. But organizers say the deadline is fast approaching. In the WKRG newsroom on New Year's Eve, I'm Chad Petrie.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In bowl games over the weekend, Auburn got it started on Friday with a huge 63-14 win over Purdue in the Music City Bowl. It was 21-0 within 30 minutes of the actual game kicking off. Auburn scored a bowl record 56 points in the first half and set an SEC bowl record with the 63 points in the win. Jarrett Stidham completed 15 of 21 passes for 373 yards and 5 touchdowns in his final game as an Auburn Tiger. After that, number 20 Syracuse beat number 16 West Virginia 34-18, and number 13 Washington State edged number 24 Iowa State 28-26 in the Alamo Bowl. On Saturday, Virginia shut out South Carolina 28-0 in the Belk Bowl, and at the same time, the 10th-ranked Florida Gators put together a huge second half to defeat the 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines 41-15 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Florida running back and former Theodore Bobcat LaMichael Perine had a 5-yard touchdown catch and a 53-yard touchdown run. Nevada beat Arkansas State 16-13 in overtime in the Arizona Bowl. And then Saturday afternoon, number 2-ranked Clemson beat number 3 Notre Dame 30-3 in the Cotton Bowl CFP semifinal game. Clemson freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw for 327 yards and 3 touchdowns. Lawrence will try to become the first true freshman quarterback to lead his team to a national championship since Oklahoma's Jamel Holloway back in 1985. Clemson running back Travis Etienne had another big night. He carried the ball 14 times for 109 yards and a touchdown. Then on Saturday night, Alabama beat Oklahoma 45-34 in the Orange Bowl. Tua did it again in another ultra-efficient night. The Bama quarterback had only 3 incompletions on 27 attempts, but he had 4 touchdowns and 318 yards passing. The Oklahoma loss did not fall on Heisman-winning quarterback Kyler Murray. Murray kept his team in the game and had some great stats with 308 yards passing and 2 passing touchdowns, along with 109 yards rushing and another touchdown. Alabama advanced to the national championship game for the 4th consecutive season. They'll next play on January 7th in Santa Clara, California, against the Clemson Tigers. In some coaching news, Miami football coach Mark Richt surprisingly announced his retirement on Sunday after compiling a 26-13 record the past 3 seasons at his alma mater. Richt's announcement came 3 days after the Hurricanes lost to Wisconsin 35-3 in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, which dropped their record to 7-6, and they didn't take long to find their next coach. Later yesterday, Miami announced they're hiring defensive coordinator Manny Diaz as the next head coach. Also yesterday, ESPN reported that Ole Miss is finalizing a deal to make Rich Rodriguez the Rebels' offensive coordinator. Rodriguez, formerly the head coach at West Virginia, Michigan, and Arizona, is set to receive a 3-year contract. And there are 11 more bowl games over the next 2 days prior to next week's national championship game. Today, it all starts at 11 a.m. in the Military Bowl when Cincinnati takes on Virginia Tech. At 1 o'clock, Stanford versus Pittsburgh in the Hyundai Sun Bowl. At 2 o'clock, Michigan State and Oregon meet in the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, California. 2:45, number 23-ranked Missouri takes on Oklahoma State in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. At 6 p.m. tonight, number 22 Northwestern and number 17 Utah meet in the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. And at 6:30 tonight, the final kickoff of 2018, number 19 Texas A&M meets NC State in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. They do this every year. You'll want to be at Butch Cassidy's tomorrow for the New Year's Day special. Black-eyed peas, collard greens, and ham. Mm. Plus, they've got all the New Year's Day bowl games on the fabulous TVs. That's Butch Cassidy's in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department and state troopers are clear. You've got the radar, but that's about it. Light traffic from the 65 split heading northbound from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, again across the Bayway to Daphne, Loxley. No delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, getting you the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5. 70 now at our studios. Only a high today of 72. And rain in the mix. Fog in the mix right now, and that fog advisory goes on through 10 o'clock this morning. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy New Year's Eve. Wow. Yeah. We waited all year to say that. Okay, so this is the time of year where you get to look back at the year's biggest stories. You can go worldwide, nationwide. We're going local and looking at the state of Alabama as the Associated Press put together this list of the biggest stories of this year. Number one, the 2018 election. Alabama Republicans dash Democrats' hopes of a resurgence to build on last year's election of U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Republicans swept all statewide offices, including that of governor for the state of Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey. She won her first full term after ascending to the office last year when then-Governor Robert Bentley resigned amid a scandal. The GOP's success reignited calls for change at the Alabama Democratic Party. So that's your first headline, okay? So after that comes a Toyota Mazda plant headline, the lynching memorial, the death penalty, shooting protests. Sessions resigns. Here's what they say. Jeff Sessions was forced out in November as the nation's attorney general after a year of blistering criticism from President Donald Trump. The former U.S. Senator from Alabama had been an early backer of Trump's presidential campaign. The relationship soured after Sessions stepped aside from the Russia investigation. In his resignation letter to Trump, Sessions noted that he was stepping down, quote, at your request. That headline was followed by the Jacksonville tornado. Jones takes office. Harper Lee lawsuits. Corruption cases. This is, remember this one? Former state representative Oliver Robinson sentenced to 33 months in prison after acknowledging taking bribes to oppose Superfund cleanup efforts in Birmingham. A prominent attorney and a coal company executive were convicted after Robinson testified. And then following that headline, Alabama football, one of the bigger stories of 2018. I think you could hit the rewind button on that one, and that could be the same for 2017, 2016, 2015. But there you have it. If you're interested in what grasped our headlines this year. So I'm interested to see what headlines we look forward to talking about in the coming new year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. Speaking of tonight's celebration, of course, we dropped the moon pie around here. They drop other things in other cities, and not just crystal balls and all those kind of things. Of course, we got pelicans and beach balls. We also have muskrats in the mix. And drop the muskrat. Also, giant peeps on the list.
Peeps.
Peeps, like the Easter candy.
Easter, uh-huh.
That's on there, too. Those coming back next hour, interspersed with all the news, weather, and traffic. I will tell you what they're dropping in cities all over the country on this last day of 2018.
$1 million bow. That's whiter than what's in your throat. The Phantom. Exterior like fish eggs. The interior like